Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Amen. Look to your neighbor and say, we're called to inherit a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. God wants to do you good. Let him help. Hallelujah. Amen. I said, God wants to do you good. Let him help. Amen. God can do you good tonight. Hallelujah. If you will allow God, God wants you tonight to inherit a blessing. Because you are called. You are chosen. Amen. We're not just any people. But the Bible says that we're a chosen generation. Yes. Hallelujah. I don't want to trade places, amen, with anybody. Right. Amen. If I could travel in time, I don't know about any of you, but I have wondered what it would be like to go back in time and to live in another era. If you had a choice today of when you could live and what you could experience, some of you no doubt would choose some other day other than the day and hour in which you live. It always looks better somewhere else. If you've never lived any other place, that there is something within you that wonders what it would be like over yonder. There's that sense of wonder and awe that wants you, that pulls you, that causes you to want, to seek after, to inquire about, to pursue after. But I want you to know tonight, amen, that we're a generation upon which the ends of the world have come. And God wants you to inherit a blessing today. Amen. I believe that God had something special for every generation.
Yes, he does.
Yes, amen. There was something special, amen, for the first century church. And it was a glorious day in which to live. It was a wonderful day to be called a child of God. Amen, because God added to the church daily such as should be saved. Amen, they filled all Jerusalem with the doctrine, amen, of Jesus Christ. Amen, they preached the word of God everywhere they went. And they said, they that have turned the world upside down have come hither. Hallelujah, it would have been an exciting day to have lived in the first century. And to experience the great revival of the first century church. Amen. But God reserved that blessing for that generation. God reserved, amen, the display of his power for that era in time. But I want you to know that we're living in a new day. The Bible says that there's coming a day, amen, when God is going to pour out a blessing upon us that's going to be greater than anything that has ever been known before. God said, I'm going to bring a blessing that though it were told you, you would not be able to believe it. Because of the wondrous power of God. Oh, I want you to know God is going to raise up the tabernacle of David in the latter day. God is going to restore, amen, what the canker worm, amen, took and the palmer worm devoured. God is going to restore his holy people, amen, before that great and terrible day of the Lord comes. Amen. God's going to send Elijah the prophet to turn the heart of the children of the fathers that they might, amen, receive the blessings of God. Hallelujah. I believe that we are a chosen generation.
Amen.
Amen. It's a great day to be a child of God. Amen. I wouldn't want to trade places with Apostle Peter or Apostle Paul. Amen. I wouldn't want to go back to swatting mosquitoes. Amen. In the Brush Arbor days. Amen. I wouldn't want to live any other time. You know why? Because this is the time that God chose for my life. Amen. I believe that God knew me before I was even born. I believe God knew you before you were even born. For whom God did foreknow, He also did predestinate. Amen. To be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be called the firstborn among many brethren. You are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, amen, a special people unto the Lord, that God might display His glory and His power. Amen. You know what you were called to? God called you to inherit a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. I said God called you to inherit a blessing. Amen. They said, we don't understand this miracle. Amen. Jesus performed His first miracle in Cana of Galilee. And they said, this is very unusual. Because most people, most hosts, serve the best wine at the beginning. And then that which is worse after men have well drunk. But He said, you have saved the best for last. Hallelujah. I don't believe that God has changed, amen, one iota from the very first miracle. Amen. That He has saved the best for last. Hallelujah. I believe that we are a people, amen, that are going to see things and experience things. Amen. God's going to reveal things that men, amen, have desired to know in past generations. But He's going to reveal them in our day. Amen. The Bible says that knowledge is going to be increased. Hallelujah. Amen. There's going to come a day when everyone is going to know Him from the least to the greatest. Well, thank God. Amen. There's going to come a day when knowledge is going to fill the earth. Amen. Like an ocean. The knowledge of the Lord and who He is. I'm glad that I'm a part of this latter day end time revival. I'm glad that I know who Jesus is. I believe in the mighty God in Christ. It was hidden to many generations. Amen. There were many church movements that never embraced the fullness of this wonderful revelation of one God, Jesus Christ. Amen. God manifest in the flesh. I'm glad to be a part of this day. I'm glad to be a part of this generation. I'm glad to be one of the chosen few. Hallelujah. We are a chosen generation. Hallelujah. God wants to bless His people that are called by His name. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. The Bible says, you who were once not a people, but you are now the people of God. A people who had not obtained mercy, but now you have obtained mercy. Hallelujah. You were once a vagabond. You were once a stranger to the promises of God. But now my Bible tells me that we're an heir, and we're a joint heir with Jesus Christ. Amen. We are an inheritor of a blessing. Praise God. God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. Now, he didn't know anything about Canaan. He didn't know where it was. He just knew that God said go. Amen. And so Abraham, and in fact the whole clan that belonged to Abraham's family, they departed out of Ur of the Chaldees. Terah, his father, his brother Nahor, all of the families of Abraham, Lot and his family, all of them, they gathered up and they went to the land of Haran. Amen. Because they were following the plan of God. God said, I want you to go to a land that I'm going to give to you and to your descendants. Amen. And it's my land, and I'm going to give it to you and to your seed for an eternal inheritance. Amen. But there was a day when God renewed that covenant. Amen. I don't know why God told them to go when God told them to go. But when God says move, you better move. All right. Hallelujah. When it's when God begins to bless, amen, when God begins to pour out His Spirit, when miracles begin, amen, to come down like rain, we need, amen, to get our faith and our confidence together and begin to call out the name of Jesus, amen, because God has called us to inherit a blessing. It's the Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. My Bible says that He will not withhold any good thing from them that love Him. We don't have to, amen, be shortchanged. We don't have to allow revival to pass us by. We can claim it in Jesus' name because we were called to inherit a blessing. Amen. God wants to bless His church. Hallelujah. He said, upon this rock, I'm going to build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. When God said move, they began to move. And they removed themselves all the way to Haran, way to the far north of where they originally were. And history reveals that shortly after Abraham's family left Ur of the Chaldees, that Ur of the Chaldees was destroyed by an invading army. That great city that had been a city of renown, a city of power, a city of commerce, a city of wealth, it was burned to the ground. And today, there's nothing but ruins that mark where Ur of the Chaldees once stood. Amen. I want you to know we can't be content, amen, with the days, amen, that God blessed us with yesterday. Amen. We can't remain, amen, in a spiritual place, amen, where God blessed us in the past. There are some people, amen, they're still locked in yesterday. They're still locked in the miracles that used to be. They're still locked in a bygone era. But we're living in a brand new day. We're living in a day of revival. God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And when God says move, we need to move. Can you say praise the Lord? If Abraham's family hadn't moved, they might have been among the casualties. Nasiriyah is a city in southern Iraq. Nasiriyah is an important city today. And just outside of the city of Nasiriyah are the ruins of Ur of the Chaldees. You could go on vacation to Iraq today, and you could go on a tour, and you could see what used to be. I like history, Brother Grissom. Amen. But God, amen, doesn't want us to rest upon the victories of yesterday. Amen. It's all right to remember. It's all right to set up a monument so you don't forget what God did yesterday. You know why God blessed you yesterday? Because He knew that you were going to need to remember that miracle. God knew that you were going to need to remember that prayer that was answered. God knew that there was going to come a time that you were going to face some things in your life that you was going to have to look back and remember the faithfulness of God. God is faithful. He that delivered you out of the land of Egypt is able to bring you into the land of promise, because God has called you to inherit a blessing. Hallelujah. We can't be content, amen, with the victories of yesterday. Hallelujah. When Terah died, Abraham was 75 years old, and God, amen, renewed. He recommissioned Abraham. to go to the land of Canaan. Hallelujah. I thank God that God can still recommission those that He's already called. Amen. It's always been a thrill to me to see people renew their vows. Hallelujah. When they renew their vows, they're saying, sweetheart, amen, I'd do it all over again if I had, amen, the opportunity. Hallelujah. I don't have any regrets tonight. Amen. That one day I chose to walk with Jesus. There's no regrets. Hallelujah. That one day I bowed my knee at an old-fashioned altar and God filled me with the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I don't have any regrets. Hallelujah. But I believe it's time to be recommissioned. Hallelujah. It's time. Amen. God doesn't want you to rest upon the victories of yesterday. There's still an enemy to fight. There's still, amen, some obstacles to overcome. There's still some victories to be won. God said, it's time to move again, Abraham. Hallelujah. It's time to put on your walking shoes. Because you're called to inherit a blessing. We sometimes think we've arrived when we're only halfway. Amen. Haran was about halfway. Amen. To the promised land. It was a circuitous route. God didn't send them right through the hot burning desert. Amen. But he caused them to travel along the well-watered plains that we call Mesopotamia. In history it's called the Fertile Crescent. Because it's shaped like a crescent. Like a moon. Haran was about halfway to where God wanted him to be. Yes, God blessed them in Haran. Hallelujah. I don't know where we are in the economy of God. I don't know where we stand in regard to the blessing. But I don't believe the Brush Harbor days was all that God had for His church. I don't believe that the miracles of yesterday were the only things that God had in mind when He called me and we called you, amen, to be a soldier of the cross. Somehow, Brother Grissom, amen, tells me that we've not yet reached our destination. We cannot grow satisfied in this place, but we've got, amen, to move with the Spirit of God. God said to Abraham, it's time to renew your commission. I want you to remove from this place. And he said, I want you to separate yourself, amen, from your family. I want you to separate, amen, from everything that you have known. Get out of your country at Genesis 12 and beginning with verse 3. The Lord said to Abram, get out of your country, from your family, from your father's house to a land that I will show you, because I will make you a great nation. I will bless you and make your name great. Hallelujah. Sometimes there has to be separation before God can pour out a blessing. Hallelujah. Well, hallelujah. I believe God called us to be a separate people. He said, come out from among them and be ye separate, saith the Lord. Abram's family were idolaters. Amen. They did not know the great God that we know today. But Abram, amen, he had a personal encounter with God. And God said, Abram, I want to bless you, but I can't bless you, amen, until you're willing, amen, to set aside everything that would hinder you, amen, from receiving my blessing. He said, I want you to get out of this country. I want you to leave your family, amen, and I want you to go to a land that I prepared you, amen. If we get so attached, amen, to the things of this world, if we fall so in love with the things that are familiar around us, we're going to miss out on the blessing that God wants us to receive. We're going to have to get off our couches of complacency and shake ourselves and say, God, whatever it takes, Lord, I'm willing, because I want a blessing. Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm talking about the blessing of Abraham. Praise God. He said, I want you, amen, to separate. And you, amen, are going to be blessed. But I like this part. And you shall be a blessing. Amen. You see it on your screen? Not only am I going to bless you, and I'm going to make your name great, but you're going to be a blessing. If you want revival, if you want the blessings of God, amen, you've got to learn to be a blessing. God wants you to be a blessing. Until you can be a blessing, you're not qualified to receive a blessing. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It ought to be a blessing for an apostolic church, amen, to be in this community. An apostolic church ought to be an asset. Amen. Amen. Because we are a peculiar treasure. Hallelujah. We are a royal priesthood. Praise God. Amen. Who's God going to gather when he gathers up his jewels? You're a jewel. Hallelujah. I remember my aunt used to have a little statuette of a clown. And he was hanging on a light post. And you could tell that he was drunk. Because if he wasn't holding on to that light post, he would have probably fell flat on his face. And underneath that clown was a caption. It said, a diamond in the rough. Amen. There's people out there in the world. Amen. They might look like a clown. They might be as drunk. Amen. As that lamp guy hanging on to the lamppost. But I want you to know God doesn't see people like we see people. Amen. That drunk out on the street. That harlot. Amen. That steeped in sin. Might be a diamond. It might be a jewel. Hallelujah. It might be somebody special. Hallelujah. Because Jesus said that the publicans and sinners go into the kingdom of God before you do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He didn't choose those that had the best reputation. He didn't choose those who had the better pedigree. But he chose the outcast, the beggars, those that were despised. Amen. Those that were hated. Hallelujah. And they, amen, were accepted because they recognized, amen, that God wanted to bless them. I want you to know God wants to bless the church of the living God. God wants you to be a blessing. Hallelujah. We need to be a blessing to our community. We need to reach out to those that are in need. Hallelujah. If they're hungry, feed them. If they're naked, clothe them. If they're lonely, hallelujah, visit them. If they're sick, pray for them. Hallelujah. 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 But why? That's because God wants us to be a blessing. How many want to receive a blessing? Hallelujah. Everybody wants to receive a blessing. Hallelujah, but there's not nearly as many that want to be a blessing. There's not many, amen, that want to pay the price, amen, what it takes, hallelujah, to receive the outpouring of God. But God said, I'm going to cause you to be a blessing, Abraham, amen, hallelujah, and I will cause them that bless you that they're going to be blessed. Hallelujah. And those that curse you, they're going to be cursed. You believe that's biblical? I believe when we honor the people of God, amen, God will honor us. But when we, amen, show dishonor to the people of God, and that means our brothers and sisters, we dishonor ourselves. We cause shame, amen, to come upon ourselves. Because God not only wants to bless, but God wants us to be a blessing. Oh, hallelujah. God can give you a blessing. God wants you to be a blessing. And then in the final verse, it says in verse 3, bring it up on the screen. Hallelujah. And I will bless them that bless you. I want you to know those, amen, that are faithful and that bless the people of God, they're going to be blessed. But those that curse his people, they're going to be cursed. And thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. God said, in you, in your seed, Abraham, shall all the families of the earth be blessed. And he spoke prophetically. Everywhere that Abraham went, amen, blessing followed. Amen. Everybody wanted to get in on the blessings of God. Because God blessed Abraham. He multiplied his herds and his flocks. Amen. That he was blessed of God. But God gave him a special promise. He said, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. He said, your seed are going to be multiplied like the stars in the heavens and like the sand along the seashore. Amen. That was a promise. God gave Abraham a promise of a blessing. But you know what? The Bible says that Abraham's wife was barren. They were up in years. She was way up in years. And still God hadn't given them a son. Did that cancel the promise of God? Did that mean that God wasn't faithful to his word? They tried to manufacture a revival. There's a lot of churches today, amen, they don't want to do it the old-fashioned way. And so they want to do it man's way. And there was a custom in that day that it was okay if you were barren, you couldn't have a child, that you could choose a surrogate mother, someone to be a surrogate, to have a child for your husband. I want you to know God wants the church, amen, to be fruitful. God wants you, amen, to bring sons and daughters into the King. Hallelujah. Amen. And so they thought they would help God out. And so they hatched up a plan, amen, whereby, amen, they might receive the blessings of God. Amen. But that wasn't what God wanted. I want you to know we can scheme, that we can plan. Amen. We can put it on the calendar, but it doesn't mean anything until God gets ready to move, until God gets ready to perform a miracle, until God gets ready to set someone free that's bound. All of our scheming and all of our wisdom will be in vain. And we'll only complicate the plan of God. Sometimes, amen, we're better off, amen, to just wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. Is anybody here tonight, amen, that is still waiting on a miracle? Amen. You have a promise that God's going to heal you, but you're not healed. You have a promise, amen, that God is going to save you, but you've not been saved. Oh, you can sign a card. You can sign a card anywhere, anytime. But it ain't going to save you. It's not going to allow you entrance into the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Asa, amen, trusted not in the Lord, but he sought the physicians, and he remained diseased in his feet. He died, amen, without being healed, because he sought not the Lord, but he sought the physicians. Left God completely. If you're leaving God out of your plans, amen, then you are scratching your name off the list of those that are going to receive a blessing. But I want to remind you tonight that you are called to inherit a blessing. You are chosen to receive the promises of God. You have a name, hallelujah, amen, that God, amen, wants to bless. Can you say praise the Lord? Hallelujah. We can complicate the plan of God. Amen. Trying to help God. But my Bible says, they that wait upon the Lord. Hallelujah. When the musicians come, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord. Teach me, Lord, to wait. Hallelujah. You are called to inherit a blessing tonight. God wants you, hallelujah, to walk in his promises. Hallelujah. You were called not only to receive a blessing. Amen. But God called you to be a blessing. If you want to get a blessing, amen, then get your focus off of yourself. If you want your healing, get your focus off of yourself. If you want, hallelujah, to be blessed of God, you've, amen, allow God to use you to be a blessing. And in being a blessing, hallelujah, you're going to get blessed. Hallelujah. In being a blessing, God's going to blow out his spirit upon you in a mighty way. Hallelujah. I said, God called you to be a blessing. This church was called to be a blessing. It's a blessing to be a part of a fellowship. It's a blessing to be a part of the family of God. It's a blessing to have a pastor, amen, that will call your name in prayer. It's a blessing to have a brother or a sister that will join you in faith. It's a blessing to be a child of God. Oh, you want a blessing tonight? Hallelujah. Then you need to be a blessing. Hallelujah. Get your focus off of you and get your focus on God. Amen. You know why Abraham had to wait so long to get a blessing? I didn't understand it. But God revealed to me why it took Abraham so long. Amen. Amen. To have a son. Because Abraham's focus was upon himself. His wife was what?
Barren.
Barren. If he would have got his eyes off of the flesh and got his eyes on the promise.
Come on. Yeah.
Hallelujah. Well, we need to get our focus off of ourselves, and we need to be a blessing to somebody. Hallelujah. Pastor preached about selfishness. Hallelujah. If we didn't care who got the credit.
Yeah.
There's no
right.
Telling how many miracles. There's no telling how many healings.
All right.
There's no telling what great things God would do. Hallelujah. Right. If it didn't matter who got the credit. It didn't matter who was singing. It didn't matter who was preaching. It didn't matter. Hallelujah. hallelujah, about who was responsible. Hallelujah. Oh, you know the only one that really matters tonight, his name is Jesus. It doesn't matter about me. It doesn't matter about you. All it matters is God said, I've called you to inherit a blessing. And God's got a blessing tonight with your name written on it. Hallelujah. You can leave here tonight empty. You can leave here tonight discouraged. You can leave here tonight, amen, not knowing, amen, what God would have you to do. Or you can leave here with a clear vision.
Yes, amen.
You can leave here with a clear understanding.
Come on, amen.
You can leave here, hallelujah, with a heart full of faith.
Come on.
You can leave here with a heart full of joy.
Right.
Because it's more blessed to give than it is to receive.
Amen.
Hallelujah. John said, I've got to decrease that he might increase.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I don't need to increase.
Come on.
I don't need your pat on the back. I don't need any accolades, amen, of praise. But I know somebody, and if we'll begin to lift our voices together, if we'll begin to lift our voice in praise and lift up that name, hallelujah, he'll pour out a blessing tonight, and you'll scarcely be able to receive it if you were just willing to be a blessing. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stay on our feet tonight. Oh God, pour out the blessing of Abraham tonight. Pour out your blessing tonight, oh Lord. In the book of Galatians, chapter 3, and verse 14, you can read it at leisure whenever you get a chance. But before you go to bed tonight, I want you to read Galatians, chapter 3, and verse number 14. But in summary, this is what the Word of God says. That the blessing of Abraham, how many believe in the blessing of Abraham? Galatians 3 and 14 says, and I'm paraphrasing, but the blessing of Abraham came upon the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we might receive the promise of the Holy Spirit by faith. I want you to know the Holy Ghost is the greatest blessing that anybody, amen, could ever experience. Hallelujah. Amen. As phenomenal as it is for God to open blinded eyes, as phenomenal as it is for God to unstop deaf ears, as phenomenal as it is for God to cause the lame to walk, the greatest blessing, the blessing of Abraham, amen, is come that we might receive the promise of the Spirit by faith. I want you to know tonight, God has called you to inherit a blessing. If you don't have the Holy Ghost, amen, God's got a promise tonight with your name written on it. I said, God's got a promise tonight with your name written on it. Hallelujah. Because God called you to inherit a blessing. And in inheriting that blessing, God wants you to be a blessing.
Amen.
Yeah. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Amen. Let's lift up his name in praise. Let's lift up his name in worship. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. These altars are open tonight. Hallelujah. You can stand where you stand and receive the Holy Ghost right now. Hallelujah. If you believe God, if you'll just reach a blessing in the house, there's a blessing in store for you tonight. God wants to pour out his blessing. Hallelujah. Let's lift our voices and praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah.
Oh, they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength.
Blessed are they that hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst. Hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. Anybody thirsty tonight? Anybody hungry tonight?
Teach me, Lord.
Amen. The promise is you're going to be filled. Hallelujah. Come hungry. Come thirsty. Amen. Yes, Lord. Be open tonight. Hallelujah. Open. All of your heart tonight.
They shall mount
that God can fill it. Hallelujah. Jesus, I'm an empty vessel. Hallelujah. Self, I'm taking off the lid tonight. I'm removing the cover.
They shall
hallelujah.
And
fill me, Lord. Fill me,
Lord,
with your glory, with your majesty, with your Holy Spirit, with your peace, with your joy, with your power. Yes, Lord. Heal me, Jesus. Hallelujah. That's it. With a hungry heart. With a thirsty spirit. Reach out to Jesus here. Hallelujah.
As he goes.
Yes, Lord.
They shall run.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
And not be weary.
They
shall
thank you, mighty God.
And not faint.
Yes, Lord.
Teach
me, Lord. I'm thirsty. Lord, I'm hungry. Lord, I'm needy. Hallelujah.
That wait
I bring it to you, Jesus. I give it to you, Lord.
Shall renew their strength. They shall mount up.
Fill me, Jesus.
With wings as he goes.
Yes, Lord.
They shall run and not be weary.
Hallelujah.
They shall walk and not faint. Teach me, Lord, teach me, Lord, to wait.
They that wait upon